Miguel Trask.
Hello, Jeanette.
Yes.
Hey, how are you? It's Dennis calling you.
Dennis, how are you?
Good, good. It's Friday. I can't complain.
Oh, can't complain, right?
Well, sort of. It's actually my sister's. She's graduating college today, so I'm only working until noon here, so it'll be 2 o'clock your time. But
nice.
I'm so busy that I really don't have the time to take off. But what can you do, right?
You have to do what you have to do.
Exactly. It only happens once, so you got to do it.
Right. There you go. I know we talked about this before to get some, I don't know if it's a line of credit or what was it then?
Well, it's actually, I mean, it's referred to as a lot of different things, but I mean, micro business loan is really what it should be called, just because it's shorter term working capital with an option for a renewal once you're 50% paid in.
What is it called?
We call it a micro business loan.
Micro business loan, okay.
It's because it's a shorter term working capital loan. But the good news to that is that once you're 50% paid in, you'll be eligible for more funds at a lower cost in a longer term. So it does get better, obviously, as you use it. But it's shorter term financing. I mean, I have seen terms up to 3 years, but realistically, I'd expect a term of probably anywhere from maybe 8 months all the way up to 18 months, you know, just depending on the approval that I get.
From 8 to 18, you said?
Right, you know, in that ballpark there.
Okay.
And as far as the way the loan is paid back, it does not have an APR. It's not an interest rate based loan. They have what's called a factor rate. So I'm going to throw a lot at you here, but I figure you might be able to use this for your clients too in the future. But it's a factor rate is how the cost is actually derived. So it just means, all that really means to you is that you just pay a fixed cost for the funds. So every payment that's made goes towards cost and principal.
Okay.
So good loans, they actually stay off personal credit as well, so they're not going to report on anybody's personal credit report. But they do report on business credit, so that's a good thing. It'll help, you know, build and establish more business credit. But now they're great to have. Once you have one established, it's like I said, it's renewable, so you can redo your terms every time you're 50% paid in. If you get an opportunity to pay off early, they'll give you some early payoff benefits. In most cases, I just have to wait till I get the approval to see what kind of early payoff benefit you'd receive. But you know, they do have early payoff benefits.
Let me ask you, is it similar to what they call factorization or something when you say factoring?
Not really. I'm familiar with factoring a little bit. We've dabbled in it here at Bank of Cardiff, but 9 times out of 10, whenever someone sees our loan versus a factoring loan, they realize that it's cheaper. It's a lower cost of funds. In most cases, I mean, with factoring, it looks attractive because you're paying a low cost monthly as far as interest goes, but if you add that up over the term, it, you know, adds up to quite a bit.
Okay.
So, but the loan itself is the way they lend the money. They lend off of the annual sales for the business. Do you happen to know what McGill's did last year, their gross annual sales for the company?
¿Cuánto hizo Miguel más o menos el año pasado, the gross annual
just,
sales?
Just roughly. You don't have to exactly.
But I think we have the paperwork. Let me check.
So I know that you were...
Is it like profit and loss or what? Or balance sheet?
Usually... So McGill's, did you guys file as a corporation or a sole proprietorship or LLC?
Incorporated. So I don't know, is that a corporation? Yes.
Yeah, it would be on the 1120 S form. It would show the gross deposits, gross receipts. It's about a quarter of the way down on the right hand side. It's that larger number there.
No. So in what am I supposed to look at? What form?
The 1120 S. S is insane.
1120 S. Tenemos esa forma.
And that will show the gross annual revenue. And we're a little bit
that
different
will
than
show the gross annual.
Now, a lot of
no,
banks will
I
lend off of your net. Oh, you don't? Okay, so it might be a 1040.
Van a ir a verla o no? Entonces nosotros no somos small business, somos grandes. No sé. Okay, I would need to check with the accountant then. What are the paper? Well, you can send me an email, right, with the stuff I need to send you. Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me see here. So I know that you guys had applied with a bank in the past. Was that approved, or is that something?
No, it wasn't. But we're still in the process of that because the person that was reading the bank's I believe he was not reading it properly. And the accountant paperwork, whatever.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because it was showing, he was saying it was a loss, and I mean, there's no way we had a loss.
Huh, okay. I know with you know, more traditional banks, they can usually take around 90 days to either give you a yes or no, and they rarely approve anyone. I mean, they all approve people that don't need the money, really.
Right.
But let's see.
Yeah, we were surprised that they said no, so they are still checking on that.
Well, the good thing is, if you do get approved for that loan, this one won't replace it or anything like that. This is a wholly different entity. You can have both, and you know, it'll work out for you. So.
Yeah.
I think I have the original email I'd sent to you. Yes, I do. And do you accept credit card payments from your clients at all? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't know the gross annual sales right now, it's not a big deal, really. I can.
I can find out the gross what?
It's just the gross annual sales, but I can find it on your tax return. It's not a.
And I can, deal. I can, yeah, I can send it to you. You probably can read it better than me.
Oh yeah, I do it all the time. So.
I bet.
See here.
I have net income, total equity, but I don't know where.
Well,
I'm just reading from the QuickBooks, the balance sheet from the QuickBooks. So.
It's okay. Well, the reason I was asking is because we can usually lend right around 10% of the annual sales.
Okay.
So let's say if you did $1 million, you'd probably qualify for anywhere from around 80 to 120,000 in that ballpark.
Okay.
Let's see here.
You said 10% of the amount.
Right, 10% of the annual sales.
Okay.
So, of the gross annual sales, actually. So, most banks only lend off the net, so we lend off the higher amount, which means that you're going to yield more funds as well. Let's see here. Okay, I just sent that email to you, so.
Well, I will try to send it right now. I don't know that you would have time to read it before you go.
I'll definitely try. I'm going to bring my laptop home with me over the weekend anyway, so.
There you go. You're going to be working on your sister graduation.
As long as she doesn't catch me and she sees me smile, that's all that matters, right?
Okay, I got it here. So I think I have everything because we have all the paperwork, so I'll try to send it right now. 4 months of credit card processing statement.
Okay. Yeah, as long as I have everything, I should be able to get submitted for today. The main thing is just make sure the application's signed and dated, and I'll go through everything, make sure there's nothing missing. Hopefully, we get approvals really fast. I'd say if you get it to me today, I get it submitted. I should have an approval for you by Monday, if not, you know, Monday or Tuesday in that ballpark there.
Perfect. Okay, I'll start working right now.
All right, Jeanette, thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. The loan application is right here, right? I got it.
It should be attached to the email, right?
All right. Okay.
All right, thanks so much.
Thanks.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.